This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cannabis companies listed in Canada post their quarterly results this week. These are publicly traded companies that deal in legal, recreational, and medical marijuana products, plus products infused with a cannabis component, CBD, creams, beverages, and more. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, there are high aspirations here, but not so much profit yet from the bigger industry players.
Canada-based Tilray was the first cannabis company to go public in the U.S., and its stock initially soared. Yesterday, the company announced a fourth straight quarterly loss. Revenues were actually up, offset by big spending on new production and distribution infrastructure. Troy Dayton at the ArcView Investor Group says the cannabis industry demands big upfront investments and high risk tolerance.
Profitability hasn't been what is expected. You see big ups, big downs, and it's highly volatile.
He says that's partly because legal and financial regulations are in constant flux. Cassandra Farrington at Marijuana Business Daily says companies are busy trying to build market share and name recognition.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard, hey, we're going to be the Starbucks of cannabis, there is no brand that has really set itself apart.
Analysts say there's still tremendous growth potential as legalization spreads across the U.S. and around the world. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.